This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. Central Command says military forces still have a long way to go in Iraq. Fighting continued in parts of Baghdad today, a day after residents there celebrated the collapse of Saddam Hussein's regime. In northern Iraq, Kurdish forces advanced on the city of Kirkuk. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Kurdish fighters met only limited resistance as they moved into Kirkuk, a strategic city at the heart of Iraq's northern oil fields. Central Command declined to say that Kurds have captured the city, but they say Kurdish fighters are working with U.S. coordination and control. In Baghdad, at least one Marine was killed and as many as 20 others injured after a fierce firefight near one of Saddam Hussein's palaces. Major General Gene Renouard says that battle has now ended, but others are likely to follow.
Baghdad's still an ugly place. There are many parts of the city that are either not secured by U.S. forces or are sort of unsecured at all. And there are other places in the city where we believe there are still pockets of remaining small elements of Republican Guard, Special Republican Guard, and paramilitary forces.
U.S. warplanes have also been bombing the city of Tikrit, north of Baghdad. That's the hometown of Saddam Hussein and a center of his power. Renouard says there are no substantial U.S. ground troops around Tikrit yet. He cautioned U.S. forces still have work to do.
Despite what you see in terms of localized euphoria in places in some of the cities, this operation is a long way from complete.
President Bush has recorded a message to be broadcast to Iraqi citizens promising their country will soon be free. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Fighting continues in Baghdad a day after U.S. Army and Marine units took over the central part of the city. One Marine was killed and several others wounded in a battle around a mosque near one of Saddam Hussein's palaces. Looting also continues in several parts of the city. U.S. Army troops are consolidating their hold on the capital, entering and taking control of government buildings. Eric Westerveld is with the 3rd Infantry Division in Baghdad. So not standing down yet, right?
No, Bob, not at all. Very much still a combat operation. I've spent the morning with a company of infantrymen who went into what remains of the Iraqi intelligence service, a series of buildings that house several of Saddam Hussein's intelligence companies that he ran. The complex had been bombed by the Air Force during the war in the last few weeks, and today the Army went in, cleared the building so that Special Operations Forces and U.S. intelligence agents could look around. And after the area was searched and we were getting ready to leave, we came under attack by Iraqis firing RPGs from 4 different bunkers. So it really highlights the fact that, however suicidal, resistance certainly continues.
What are troops finding in these buildings?
Well, in this building, Bob, they didn't find anything. Special forces went through and they were essentially cleared out. And an intelligence officer I spoke to said it looks like they were cleared out weeks or even months ago. So it looks like the Air Force essentially bombed an empty building during the war. Now the question for intelligence officials is, what happened to those documents? Where did they go? Were they destroyed? Were they moved? If so, where? And currently that search continues.
What's the reaction of civilians in Baghdad to what's going on there now?
Well, civilians here in this western part of the city where I am have still been pretty scared to come out and really interact much with the Americans given the ongoing conflict. But today, a pretty interesting scene as we were riding back from this intelligence service building. Some civilians came out with some rocket-propelled grenades and essentially knocked on the tanks and said, we're turning these over, can you destroy them? And what started out as just a trickle of just a couple of these rocket launchers turned into several civilians, bringing out about 55 of these rocket launchers and some of these rockets, essentially telling the Americans, you know, we're tired of war, we don't want fire coming into this neighborhood or leaving from it. And they're very scared and still shaken, but they said they appreciated the American military presence and hoped that turning these over to the military would mean an end to the fighting in their area.
You've come a long way with the 3rd Infantry. It's got to be good to be in Baghdad.
It's interesting to be in Baghdad. I'm sitting right now right near the tomb of the unknown soldier, and American forces are firmly in control of this area, but clearly it's not over yet.
NPR's Eric Westerveld with the Army's 3rd Infantry Division in Baghdad.